Brenda. Hey, sleepyhead. Come on, wake up. There's a cup of tea for you here.
Oh, Tom. It's not even light.
And I've got something else for you.
No, is it?
Ta-da! Happy Easter.
Oh, no one's bought me an Easter egg for ages. Thank you.
It's okay.
Looks really expensive. I love these truffles.
I thought you would.
Oh, it's freezing. What time is it?
5:45.
You're kidding. There's only 5:45 of the day as far as I'm concerned.
I wish we'd cleaned the van last night after we closed.
Who was it in such a rush to get to the pub?
I know.
So, have you woken Jazza up with a kiss and a cup of tea as well?
Don't worry, he'll be doing his share. At the moment, he's well away, I'm sure.
How many pints did he drink?
I lost count. But I am glad we made him pitch his tent on the other side of the van.
Oh, do we really have to get up to our elbows in greasy water and clean everything out before we open?
Oh, yeah. But not just yet, eh?
Dad, the batteries are going in this torch.
Hang on, I brought some spares.
Oh, thanks.
Can you manage if I shine my phone light on it?
Hello, Alistair. Daniel.
Hi.
Morning, Linda. Happy Easter.
Oh, same to you. No, Shula?
She's bringing up the rear with Jill and Phil.
Oh, yes, there they are. Ooh. You're coming to breakfast at the village hall afterwards.
Oh, you try and stop us, eh? Hey, Daniel?
Oh, shh, listen.
Morning, everyone. I'd like to offer you all a very warm welcome on this chilly hillside, on this, the most important day in the Christian calendar. And let's start as the sun comes up singing, Jesus Christ is risen today.
Jesus Christ is risen today. Hallelujah.
Here you go. Meet for the happiest pigs in the land.
Who are you texting?
Helen. Thought I'd do it while I remembered.
Oh, say happy birthday from me, too.
Yeah, of course.
Cab forfy, cradle to grave, be the world's best pigman.
You haven't had any missed calls, have you, since yesterday?
No, why?
I was hoping Mr. Beck would have got back to one of us about the Borsetshire show.
No, he hasn't.
There must be more I could do to convince him to book us.
Well, it'll be hard if he won't even return your calls.
He obviously thinks we're not worth the effort.
It's not looking hopeful, is it? Not for this year, anyway.
Two sparkling waters to go with a sparkle in your eyes.
He's so smooth, isn't he?
You talking about me?
Who else?
Well, you've got to chat them up a bit. That's what gets them back for more later.
Apart from the quality and taste, you mean?
That's a given, mate. I'm just giving them a wee bit extra to keep them coming.
It's working, anyway.
Well, keep your eye on things for a minute, eh?
Yep.
I'll just go and get another box of the pork and leek.
It is working. If he keeps this up, we'll be sold out before closing time.
He must have picked it up doing the market.
Yeah. Dad was completely wrong, as usual.
Why? What did he say?
Oh, you know Dad. Said he'd keep skiving off for fag breaks.
It's worked really well with one cooking and two serving.
Yeah, I'll definitely ask him back.
That was lovely, Alan.
Well, pleased you enjoyed it, Alistair.
Oh, I'm really glad I made the effort.
And the weather was kind. Yeah.
Oh, that bacon smells wonderful. I'm ready for this fry-up, I can tell you.
Me too.
Oh, yes, there's nothing like a hike in the fresh air to give you an appetite.
Good old WI again doing us proud. Don't you agree, Linda?
Oh, they certainly work hard.
Are you coming to Durrington with us later for the family service?
Yes, of course.
Not me, I'm afraid. I promised Shula I'd make a start on lunch while she's there.
Ah, good idea.
Mum's saving us a place for Gran and Grandad.
Did she say what she wanted?
Everything but the beans.
Okay.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi.
You've been a dark horse, haven't you?
Me? What do you mean?
You've been coming over to Ambridge Hall to play with Scruff and never once mentioned you'd passed the entrance exam for the Cathedral School. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, well done.
Are you looking forward to it?
I suppose so.
He'll be fine once he settles in, won't you?
Did I mention the Dorchester Echo was interested in coming to report on my abseil on the church tower?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, and Radio Borsetshire too, if it's a slow news day.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think the whole thing is a mistake.
Surely not.
It's really cool. I wish I could have a go.
Well, it's a great way to raise the money to remove the ivy.
That is my objection. That ivy is a positive haven for wildlife.
Including some we don't want, like mice.
And it looks so beautiful, so evocative of all that England traditionally represents.
What? A pernicious parasite feeding off crumbling ruins?
Yes, well, now you're just being perverse, Aaron.
Linda, your turn to be served, I think.
Oh, thank you. Alan, you were before me.
No, age. Ladies first.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a punch-up.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have rated Alan's chances.
Dad?
Yeah?
Do you fancy a bit of cricket practice after lunch?
Yeah. Yeah, we could do. Ah, hang on, I'd better get this. You get breakfast for you and your mum. Matt, what can I do for you?
Al, I'm not disturbing you ringing so early, am I?
No, as a matter of fact, I've been up for a while.
Good, good. I'm just checking up about the game this afternoon. With Lillian
no,
out,
I'll just interrupt you there, Matt. I'm sorry. I'll pass after all, thanks.
Oh, you sure about that?
I'll be spending time with Daniel this afternoon.
Oh, out to you, of course. Hopkins and Chalkman will be there.
I'm sorry. I know I said I could make it, but you were right. It's tricky on Easter Sunday.
Oh, pity. You were on a bit of a roll. Oh, well, never mind. See ya.
Yeah. Bye.
Hello, Brenda.
Linda, hi.
Working hard?
The kids say that. We've just got to the end of a lunchtime rush that started 4 hours ago.
Oh, you are doing well.
What about you? Are you here with Robert?
Unfortunately, no. Robert's new boss thinks holidays are for wimps.
He's had to work on Easter Sunday.
A little favour, he was told. Looks like it'll take him all day.
Oh, shame.
Never mind. I was going to busy myself planning the over-60s party, but then I thought, oh, blow it, I'll go and watch the horse trials instead.
Good for you.
I've more or less organised everything for Friday anyway.
Oh, is this for the Queen's birthday?
Yes.
And who's doing the catering?
No one, actually.
Oh. Although burgers and hot dogs probably aren't what you had in mind, are they?
Oh, I see. No. No, by no one, I meant that we decided it should be a Jacob's join.
A what?
You know the sort of thing. Everyone brings food along and we all share.
Oh, I see. Is that a good idea? I mean, the over-60s are mainly over-80s, aren't they? Will you have enough food?
Oh, I shall be doing a couple of nice casseroles myself, of course. And there are plenty of Jills around the village, over-60, but by no means over the hill.
Oh, that's true.
Hey, you'd be surprised. The tables will be groaning.
Yeah, they'll enjoy it, I'm sure.
One hot dog.
Cheers, Tom.
All right, Daniel?
Yeah, thanks.
Here you are, Daniel. One hot dog, we are the extras. Help yourself to the sauce of the mustard.
Thanks, Jezza.
I'm just going to go and see how Brenda is, Jezza.
What's up?
Nothing.
Did your mum and dad drag you here? Did they spoil your plans or what?
No.
What then? You look as if you're having as much fun as a DJ with no decks.
Yeah, I was supposed to be playing cricket this afternoon, but Dad had to work again.
I get it. Mooching around here with your mum isn't much of an alternative, is it?
Not really.
Ah, well, never mind. Here you go. Don't say I never give you anything.
But I've only got enough for my hot dog.
Lemonade's on the house. Just don't tell the boss, eh?
Don't tell the boss what?
Nothing. Hey, Daniel.
Thanks. See ya. How's it going, Jazzo?
Sweet. Come on, you. What?
Just give Daniel a can of pop. He was well fed up.
You bought it for him, did you?
No, of course not.
I see.
Oh, clean up, Tom.
I'm not working myself into the ground all weekend so you can give the profits away.
Tom, it's only a can of pop. It's not like he's been giving stuff away all weekend. Have you, Jazzo?
Well, it depends what you mean by all.
What?
Well, a few burgers and cappuccinos, so what?
A few? Well, who to?
You seen those two hot lasses that have been hanging around here since yesterday afternoon? You waved to them earlier.
Oh, I get it.
The blonde's doing land management or something and her mate's studying to be a vet.
I don't believe this. He's been giving away my food to get into some student...
Yeah, OK, let's calm down, OK? Jasmine must have almost doubled the takings. You'll see when you do the till.
And I was going to offer you regular weekend work over the summer.
Yeah, well, let me know what you decide about that, mate. Meantime, I've got a hot date tonight with a very fit brunette.
See ya! Bye! Alistair, old mate.
Hard luck.
Yeah.
So it goes, eh?
Yeah, I'd better be going.
You got time for a quick word before you do?
What's it about?
Well, I just wanted to say how much I appreciated the advice and treatment for Hassa Harrier last week.
How is he?
Oh, I've been watching him during the last few training gallops. He's not looking half bad.
Good. I'm pleased.
I've not raced him yet again, of course, but, well, I'm really pleased with how his condition's improving.
I'm glad to hear it. Look, I've got to go.
No, hang on a minute. I've got a proposal for you.
What sort of proposal?
I'm keen to race him again as soon as possible, and I need him to give me results. I'll come to the point. Do you think you could give him something to... Well, you know, to maximise his performance?
Absolutely not. No chance, Matt.
Bit of a knee-jerk reaction there, Al. I think you should reconsider.
I'm sorry, but there's nothing to think about. I would never do that to an animal.
Well, where's the harm?
Anyway, we'd never get away with it. Not with all the stringent testing carried out at racecourses these days. We'd be fined at the very least, and I could lose my licence. How would that improve matters?
No, look. Let's think this through. You're a clever bloke, and drug companies are always pushing their products out vets. My guess is that with a bit of research, you could come up with something undetectable.
I don't think so.
Well, just try, Alistair, eh? I think you need to give it a try.
I hope we remember where we hid them all, if the kids don't find them.
Oh, it'll be a good day. There are lots of kids after that big Easter egg.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and one or two adults and all. Well, we should be busy come 1 o'clock.
Hope so.
Hey, you're in a bit of a misery this morning.
Oh, am I?
Come on, where's your usual get up and go?
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking.
About the sale again.
Oh, what else?
Yeah.
Depending on who buys Caroline out... This might be the last time we hold a traditional Easter Monday here.
Well, it was nice of Pip to get the boys' breakfast, wasn't it? Ah, luxury. Mind you, I can't imagine why they're all up so early.
Uh-huh.
Oh, 7:15, no school. They must be mad.
I know. Shh, I'm trying to drop off again.
Oh, really? Are you sure about that?
David.
Oh, they're all downstairs, munching their way through the contents of the kitchen cupboard.
Oh, just another 5 minutes. David!
What?
Stop it.
Stop what?
Leave the duvet alone.
Not doing anything.
Hey, let the cold air in.
I'm not.
Hey! Oh, Monty!
Oh,
God. Get out!
Ow.
Out of it!
How did he get in here?
About to find out. Josh!
Did Hopkins manage to keep his hands to himself?
Oh, just about.
I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him.
Oh, I've known worse than him.
I'm just going to bring up some more mixers. Well, there's a bit of a lull.
Oh, it's okay. Fallon brought up a couple of crates earlier.
Oh, good girl. Where are they?
Just behind the door.
All right. What's she doing today?
She's editing those songs she recorded.
Hey, good for her. She's taking a lot on there.
Yeah, she put plenty of hours in.
I'm amazed how much she's managed to dig out of people.
Oh, she's done great.
She'll be tired by the end of it.
Yeah, I know. But I'm glad she's busy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she should have more in her life than just this place.
Why is Joe Grundy putting old Frieda, by the way?
Oh, I see. Discussion about the over-sixes party for the Queen on Friday.
Oh, I meant to tell you, I told her she could make a couple of extra whatever lunchtime special is this week to take over.
Yeah, she said. It's no problem.
Well, I didn't think so. So what's the discussion about?
Oh, He's trying to influence her choice about what should be on the menu.
Oh, good luck to him.
Yeah, no, he don't get round frigged that easily.
Morning, Sid, Jolene.
Morning, Carol.
Hello. What can I get you?
Oh, nothing, thanks.
Waiting for Oliver and Carly?
No. Carly's gone back to her mum's.
Oh, just for Easter?
No, she's moving back permanently later this week.
Oh, really? Things all sorted out, are they?
Well, better than they were.
Good.
And she's looking forward to moving back home, so her social worker said, which I'm very pleased about.
Yeah.
So, if you don't want a drink, what is it you wanted, Carol?
I've got a favour to ask you both.
Huh?
I'm really sorry about this. I realise it's not ideal with your Easter activities and the bull being so busy today.
Oh, spit it out, Caroline.
I've arranged to meet someone here for a viewing of the bull.
Oh, yeah?
And he sounded very interested. He phoned me directly to arrange the appointment.
In a hurry, is he?
He sounds it. Who is it?
I don't know him myself.
Oh, he's not local, then?
I believe he is from the area, yes, but I've never met him. Perhaps you could pick him out for me if you know him. His name's Hopkins.
And then, when the water reaches the right level, the float arm, here, see? It's with the bull cock on the end of it. That should shut it off.
Why?
Well, so it doesn't overflow, because if it did, then it would be a waste of water and all the ground around the trough would get very muddy.
So why isn't it working?
Well, in here, look, there's a little circle of rubber. It's called a washer, and it's perished. So that's what we're doing, changing it.
Can I do it?
Well, you just help for today, Josh. Can you pass me that Stilson wrench there?
These?
Yeah, that's the one.
Can't you do it, Dad? Is it your shoulder?
Well, it doesn't help that the cap end is rusted on.
Josh?
Looks like trouble, Josh. Hi, Ruth.
I've got a bone to pick with you, young man. You've been hiding from me all morning.
Now, well, he's been helping Sam, and then he's been helping me, haven't you, Joshy?
You know what this is about, don't you?
Yes.
Since when have you been sneaking Monty upstairs to sleep in your room?
He's lonely at night.
Don't be daft.
I'm not.
Monty's perfectly okay in his box next to the Arga.
Now, your mum's right. He can't roam upstairs at night time. He'll disturb everyone.
He won't.
Don't argue. As from now, Monty's on a yellow card. No more bringing him into your bedroom. Really, he shouldn't even be in the house.
Mum?
That's a bit harsh. He's used to it now.
I've not decided yet where to house him long term, but I definitely don't want him upstairs. Is that clear? Well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, go and get out of your farm clothes. We're going down to the bull for the Easter egg hunt.
Yay!
Big softy, you call that a ticking off an afternoon at the egg hunt?
Well, he does clean up after Monty, after a fashion. Are you coming down to the bull with us?
Oh, I'll be down as soon as Alistair's been.
Oh, is it that calf?
Yeah, I don't want it developing into anything worse. Might need a shot of antibiotics.
It'd be better when we get them outside in a week or two.
Yeah. But at the moment I can't seem to get hold of Alistair. His mobile's going straight to voicemail.
So I'd appreciate it if you could come over to Brookfield as soon as you get this message, or at least ring me on my mobile to give me your ETA. You know the number. Thanks, Alistair. Bye.
Hello, Alistair. Another one of those?
Sorry?
Another pint?
Oh, no, better not. Thanks, Jolene. I've got to go. Sorry.
Oh, see you later, then.
Alistair?
Sid, see you later.
Fallon and Clary have run off their feet in there.
Well, just let me wash some of these glasses and I'll go and give them a hand.
And there are quite a few excited kids down the beer garden.
Good. Fallon's printed out the clue papers.
Well, give it a bit longer and she can go round with them.
Can you change the brandy optic, please, Sid?
Yeah, sure. Has Caroline said anything yet?
Not yet. They've been deep in discussion.
Still, that don't sound too good.
She asked me if I'd mind her using the function room with the pub being so busy.
She?
Well, I couldn't say no. To be honest, I'm not fed up of waiting. I almost wish Trevor and Caroline would sort some of it out.
You don't mean that, Jolene.
Well, not really, no, but I do wish we knew what were happening so as we could make some proper plans.
Yeah, I've known Trevor Hopkins a long time, Jolene, believe me. Any uncertainty is 100 times better than having him breathing down our necks.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He's real push, isn't he?
Oh, his hands on, all right. Literally. Forgive me, Alfred James.
Don't he own Pearly Gates in Borchester?
It's one of the clubs he owns, yeah.
Yeah, with them podium dancers dressed as angels and cherubs.
Huh? I don't know.
Well, Fallon had a mate at college who worked behind the bar there. Oh, sounds horrible.
Oh, yeah.
She told her he tried to get the bar staff to call him God.
Oh, typical. And goodness knows what sort of plans he'd have for this place.
Well, you've seen the way he dresses. He ain't going to win Mr. Subtle 2006, is he?
Hang on. It's Caroline.
Oh, hello. Trevor Hopkins gone, is he?
Yes.
Well, looks like it was a positive meeting.
Actually, it was. He's very interested and he'd have no problem raising the cash.
I see.
Obviously, he will need to look over the books and speak to his accountant. But he's promised to get back to me within the week.
Oh, as soon as that?
I can see from your expressions you wouldn't consider him the ideal partner.
Not by a very long shot, Caroline, to be honest.
Oh, dear.
I'm sure you've got the measure of him. I mean, you can imagine what he'd do to a place like this, surely.
I understand your concerns, I really do. But he'd be a fool to come into a place that runs like a well-oiled machine and try to change things.
I wouldn't put it past him. With a majority holding, you'd have all the power. Even if we had sensible objection.
Oh, dear. Look, I know this isn't what you want to hear, but unless anyone else steps forward, I will have to consider any offer Trevor makes seriously. Look, I'll let you know as soon as I hear anything from him. Forewarned is forearmed, eh?
So, that's another few sleepless nights, then.
Thanks for coming over, Alistair.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to nip this in the bud. Otherwise, I wouldn't have called you out on Easter Monday. You weren't at the egg hunt with Daniel?
No. Come on, fella.
What do you think of him?
Well, he's in pretty good shape, apart from this.
Yeah, they've done well, this bunch.
Right. I'll give him a shot of antibiotics. That should do it.
Right. Is that yours?
Yeah.
Well, be my guest. This fella's not going anywhere.
No, it'll go to voicemail.
Anyone who answer it?
I'll pick the message up when I've finished here.
Might be important. Would you like me to get it for you?
For goodness sake, I said leave it.
Shula, I'm really sorry. I'm dripping everywhere.
Oh, don't worry about it, Emma. It's only water.
I wondered who it was stopping for me at first. Didn't recognise the car.
I've just picked it up from the dealer. I'm on my way back from there now.
Oh, it's very smart.
Thanks. It'll make easy work of pulling horse boxes too.
Oh, God, what awful weather.
These sudden downpours can catch you out.
I was just on my way back from Adam and Ian's.
Oh, yes?
If I'd known it was coming, I'd have dropped Mum off at the shop and borrowed a car, but it was blue skies and sunshine when I set off.
How are you getting on at Honeysuckle Cottage?
Oh, they're great people to work for. Adam can be a bit fussy sometimes. But, well, they pay me over the odds, and the inns always leave me little treats over my coffee.
Oh, that's thoughtful.
And they love George, especially Ian. And he's really good with him, too. As soon as he comes near, George holds out his arms to be picked up.
Oh, sweet.
It's been really strange without him there this afternoon.
Oh, of course, yeah. I was talking to your mum on Sunday. She said that Will's taken him on holiday.
Yeah, Tenerife.
Oh, you must be missing him terribly.
I am. Oh, but it did mean I got round to Honeysuckle Cottage a lot quicker.
I can imagine.
Can't remember how I used to fill the time for it was all taken up with George.
Have you heard from them since they went?
Will texted me on Sunday to say they'd arrive safe and sound.
Oh, can't he ring?
No, he won't. It's too expensive for my mobile, he said.
Oh, Emma, that's tough for you.
But Clary got on to his Auntie Rosie. She said she'll try and ring every night from a payphone.
Oh, that's good.
I wouldn't want to stay on too long, you know. Just long enough to make sure he was okay. Say hello to him.
Yes. I'd want to do exactly the same in your position.
Yeah. I'm softer now. I'm already counting down till next Sunday.
Come. Oh, Alistair. Come in. Have a seat.
No, thanks.
Coffee?
I'll get straight to the point.
You weren't answering my calls yesterday.
Can we be overheard?
Oh, you've got some interesting proposal for me.
I asked if we could be overheard.
No. Well?
I've researched your query about Hazard Harrier. Come up with a possibility. Since you were so insistent.
Really? Go on.
I take a litre of blood from him this week. Extract the red blood cells and re-inject them just before his next race.
Right. Interesting. And this does what exactly?
Increases his oxygen levels.
So he runs fast?
The results of blood doping are unpredictable, but it's likely.
Right. Yeah, very interesting. And what are the chances this scam might be discovered?
It's completely undetectable. And illegal. You have to understand that.
Yeah.
But it won't harm the horse.
Well, well. I told you, didn't I, that if you bent your mind to it, you'd come up trumps?
I'll come to the yard tonight at 7:30, take the blood. Can you be there?
Sure.
What about the trainer?
I'll swear him. He wasn't born yesterday. He wants the horse to do well, same as we do. He'll make sure no one else is around.
Jockeys, stable lads and girls?
Yeah. Everyone else is knocked off by then.
You're sure of that?
I'll make sure. Don't look so worried. Blood doping, eh? Alistair, old son, you're a genius. So, if he does well, we can shave some more of your debt, eh?
How much?
Ooh. Let's see how the horse does first, eh?
Here you go, Em. Medium white wine.
Thanks. Are you sure you don't mind driving back?
Of course I don't. I said this was your treat.
Oh, thanks.
And if you want, we can go to the cinema on Thursday.
Yeah, if you like.
Oh, only if you want. Or we'll go to a club for a change. We haven't done that since New Year's Eve.
Well, let's see how we feel, eh?
Yeah, all right. Hello, Alistair.
Hmm? Oh, hello. Hello, Emma.
Hi.
God, you look lovely tonight, Em.
Oh, thanks. You don't think this top's a bit fancy for just a pizza place?
Nice. Sweet, nice.
Make it a double.
I like it when other lads turn to look at you. You know you're mine.
Oh, sweet. What time's the table booked for?
7:30. We've got plenty of time.
Right.
What's up?
Oh, just checking it's on loud. In case it gets noisy in the restaurant and I can't hear it.
You'll hear it. Just leave it on the table.
Yeah. Or she might ring while we're still here.
Hey, did I tell you about Grandad?
What's he up to now?
Well, you know he's going to that over-60s birthday party thing.
Yeah.
Well, he's been going round everyone asking what they're taking to share.
Why?
Yeah, he's just trying to make sure they're taking what he likes to eat, aren't
they? Cool Joe.
Blimey. He's just knocked that straight back.
What? Who?
Alistair, now, don't turn round. He's coming back. That whiskey, it never touched the sides.
See you later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye. Oh, Alistair. Alistair!
Yep.
You just dropped this tenner.
Oh, thanks.
No problem. You all right?
Yes.
Hard day.
Aren't they all? Thanks. Bye.
Ed?
What?
You could see you didn't want to chat.
Well, I wasn't going to ask him to join us, was I? Anyway, I've had a good day at least.
Oh, good.
Oliver was in a good mood. Caroline's found somebody to buy this place.
Oh, who?
I don't know, some club owner.
Oh, well. I hope he gets on with Sid then.
Well, it's not settled yet.
Right.
Emma, staring at your mobile is not going to make it ring.
No. I just thought she would have phoned by now.
All right, all right.
So it's just like giving blood then?
Yes. Collect it in this bag.
And?
Hold on then.
Who's that?
Tappy should jump me out. It's just Bobby, the trainer.
I thought you said everyone had knocked off by this time of day.
And I also told you I'd sorted it with him. Everyone wants the horse to do well. So, you're saying?
I'll separate the red blood cells out.
How'd you do that?
Centrifuge.
Right, yeah.
Then collect that for re-injection next week.
And there's no way any track vet could tell it's been done?
None.
Sweet. Bit of a natural at this, aren't you?
But she knows where the payphone is.
Yeah, but perhaps she's not got the right coins. Maybe there's a queue for it.
Yeah, maybe.
It could be anything. That could have been at the pool all afternoon and eating later.
Yeah, I suppose.
Now, Auntie Rosie wouldn't let you down. I know she wouldn't.
That's what worries me.
Oh, man.
I know you're right. I know there'll be a good reason. I know I'm being silly.
You're not being silly.
Yeah, but I can't help a little bit of me thinking, what if something's happened to George?
No, Will would have phoned. And Rosie would have made him.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, I've never tried these little green things before on a pizza. What did you say they were called?
Oh, capers. They're flower buds.
Oh, really? Oh, they taste all right, though. They're...
Oh, I think it's Rosie.
Let me listen in.
Oh, come closer, then. Rosie? Oh, hello, sweetheart. Hello.
I'm starving, Mum.
Oh, again? Are you sure?
What is there to eat?
Oh, have a piece of fruit. Or you can make yourself some toast.
Do you want an apple?
Oh, let me finish this ironing first.
What time's Dad getting home?
No idea, darling.
He said he'd watch that programme with me. It's just about to start.
Oh, there he is now. Alistair!
Hi, Dad. Do you want to see Mum's new car? It's got sat-nav. Do you want to come and see?
So it is yours.
Yes, what do you think?
What do I think? What the hell do you expect me to think? A new car? What the hell do you need with a new car?
Daniel, go into the sitting room, darling.
That documentary's on, Dad.
Please, love.
All right, I'm going.
Alistair, look at you. Calm down.
Don't you dare tell me to calm down. I asked, why a new car?
I've been talking about it for weeks. I told you days ago it would be ready to pick up any time now. You obviously weren't listening.
How much did it cost?
How dare you?
I asked you a question. How much did you pay for it?
I'm not going to answer that.
No, because it was stupidly expensive, and you're the one forever banging on about how badly the business is doing.
Alistair, you're totally overreacting. It was not stupidly expensive. And anyway, I bought it for the business.
For the business? Oh, please.
I don't care whether you believe me or not. I work very hard to earn my money.
Your money.
And I hardly ever spend any of it on myself.
Poor Shula. So hard done by.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. You always reduce every argument to trading insults.
Well, it's very hard to engage on any other level these days.
And just for once, I think I deserve something nice for myself. Alistair!
I enjoyed it tonight. Did you?
Yeah, it was really nice. Thank you. 10 o'clock. We'll be fast asleep by now.
Yeah. I wonder what he makes of the sea. I bet he loves it.
I hope they're keeping him covered up.
Well, you know how fast he can crawl. Have a job keeping him in the shade.
As long as they keep that little sunsuit on him and his hat.
Oh, he'll be all right. Now, Rosie said he's eating well, didn't she?
Yeah. I wish I could have shown him the sea for the first time. And built him his first sandcastle.
Oh, there's going to be plenty of times we can do that with him.
Yeah. Oh, I'd just like to have seen the expression on his little face the first time he touched sand. First time a wave washed over his feet.
Oh, I know. Look, there's going to be plenty of other things we can do with him. You know, plenty of other firsts.
I wish I hadn't let him go, Ed. They shouldn't have pressured me into it.
Oh, don't think about that. We can do something nice with him on Sunday when he comes back, eh?
But he'll be tired and grumpy.
But he might not be.
It's all wrong, Ed. Being so far away from him, it's really brought it home to me.
I know it's hard.
No, it's not just that. I'm fed up with Will bullying me over George. I should ask a solicitor like Ian said.
No, we can't do that.
Yes, we can.
No, we can't. Think about it for a minute. How helpful's a solicitor going to be when we have to say we plan to run off with George to France? Without Will knowing.
That's all in the past.
It's not that far in the past.
Well, I don't care.
Thought it would all come out in favour of Will, wouldn't it?
Well, you don't know that. We can at least make an appointment with somebody. See what they say. I'm not going on like this, Ed. I can't do it.
Right. Well, thanks a lot, Mike. Bye now.
Oliver?
In the study, Caroline.
Oh, hi.
Hello, darling.
I haven't missed Carly, have I?
No, no, it's only just one. Janine rang to say they'd set off.
Had my work cut out to get away.
Why? What's happened?
Oh, nothing serious. It's just Linda.
Oh.
As soon as she starts organising something, her work has to fit round it, instead of the other way round.
Oh, dear. What's she done now?
Oh, it's the Queen's party.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a list of what everyone's bringing to share, which, in theory, should have simplified things.
And it hasn't.
Nothing simple where Linda's concerned.
No.
Apparently, she's just noticed there are too many main courses, not enough nibbles or starters.
Oh, dear.
And, of course, most of the over-60s have already planned their dishes and done their shopping. So, while she was on the phone trying to persuade Mrs. Pugsley to make leek and potato soup, a queue was building up at reception.
Well, never mind. Now, listen, forget Grey Gables for a moment. I've got some good news.
Oh, what is it?
That was Mike Tucker on the phone. It seems our milk project idea definitely has legs.
Has he spoken to his customers, then?
Well, most of them.
And they're in favour?
Well, some don't care where the milk comes from, of course. But a lot would be very keen to buy good fresh milk from a local herd.
Oh, great. Well done.
So, I can tell Ed it's all systems go now. Oh, he'll be pleased.
Just before you do, Oliver.
Yeah?
I had a call myself this morning at work. From Trevor Hopkins.
And what's he had to say?
He said that after seeing the bull and looking over the accounts, the asking price is too high.
Which you said he would.
I knew from his reaction on Monday he was playing things down.
Yes, so you said.
Trouble is, he knows Matt Crawford. He's only too aware that I'm keen to get a quick sale.
Oh, his type always do the research. He'll knock you right down on the price if he can.
I'm just going to have to hold my nerve and prepare to haggle with him.
So what's the next step, now he's fired the warning broadside?
He's going to talk to his accountant. Get back to me with his offer in a day or two.
Hello? Carly, is that you?
Yeah.
Ah. We're in the study.
Punctual.
Oh, that'll be Janine. I don't think we've worked miracles.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, you look nice.
Oh, Tom, Mum got me this jacket. Had a nice Easter.
Yes, thank you. And you?
Yeah, it was cool. Listen, Janine's parking up outside. Is it okay if I start getting my stuff?
Yes. Yes, of course. We'll give you a hand.
Very good of you to help me out, Ed.
That's all right. Look, once it's mixed, if I tip the concrete, you can rake it out, can't you?
Yeah, I can manage that. So, what were you saying?
Emma thought she'd be able to find a solicitor straight away.
Well, is she looking for one who handles legal aid cases?
Yeah, she has to. But she spent all morning at her mum's with the phone and the directory and has no luck so far.
Really? What, none at all?
No. Well, I thought it'd be dead easy. Like anyone can have legal aid, but...
Hang on, before you put the water in, I've got coffee for your board.
Ah, nice one, Ruth.
Brilliant.
The blue one's yours, David.
Okay.
How's the shoulder taking it?
Oh, it's not too bad. I just overdid it yesterday, I think. Cleaning out that guttering.
Ed, are you sure Oliver won't be missing you?
Nah, he knew I was calling round to borrow the air compressor.
Of course you wouldn't need to be redoing it if Josh hadn't let that bloomin' muntjac out.
Sorry, what happened?
No, I'd already concreted this batch first thing this morning with Bert. And then when I came back, it was pockmarked with little hoof prints.
Which is ironic, as I've been telling Josh off this week for keeping Monty indoors.
Well, what are you going to do about it when it gets older?
I haven't decided yet.
You're not going to win this one, love.
We'll see.
So, are you sure that's everything?
I think so.
You've checked under the bed? Back of the wardrobe?
Yeah. But if I have left anything, you can always give it to Chris to give to me.
Yes, I suppose so.
Okay, well...
You'd better not keep Janine waiting.
No. Oh, I nearly forgot. Here's your keys.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Right.
You will look after yourself, won't you?
Yeah, of course.
And, try to see things from other people's point of view sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we all do the best we can most of the time. And your mum's no exception.
Yeah, I know. I'll cut her some slack.
Good.
I've enjoyed it here, you know.
Have you?
Yeah. Won't forget you. Hug?
Oh, Carly. Ooh, I won't forget you either.
Better go.
Right, Janine's ready when you are.
Okay.
Now, you're going to have to get yourself off to school now, you know.
Yeah, I know. I will. Thanks for everything.
Well, all the best.
Same to you. Now you've got the hotel, maybe I'll come and stay with you when I'm rich and famous.
Yes, you do that. Well, bye.
Bye, Carly. Take care.
See ya.
Oh, Oliver.
Hey, what's the matter?
I don't know.
Oh, come here. Mm. You you funny old thing?
Oh, I'm okay. Do you know, I really think I'll miss her.
Well, it's just as well she's left now, though, isn't it? Before things get a bit frantic.
Yes, yes, of course. Mm. But I am glad she came to stay with us.
Hi, Ruth. Any news?
I'm afraid not.
You've been on to them, the RPA?
Yep. They still can't say when our claim will be validated.
Oh, it's ridiculous. How are we supposed to pay the bills? I mean, look what we are on cattle feed.
I know. I don't think it's going to be much longer.
They said that, did they?
Not exactly.
No, I bet they didn't. The whole thing's a complete mess. We're supposed to have had that money weeks ago.
Well, there's no point going on about it. We'll just have to manage. How's the silage crop looking?
Well, you can see for yourself. There isn't much here.
No, there isn't.
We'll definitely be later than last year. All that cold weather earlier on.
Yeah.
Tony was saying the same thing last night.
Ooh, how's the carrot scheme going? Did he say?
Yeah, he seems pleased with the deal.
Which is?
Well, the veg packers do the lot. They store, wash, pack and deliver, and even sell the outgrades for stock feed.
Was that wise?
Well, I know they mulled it over, but in the end it saves them looking for other clients.
I suppose so. Hope they got a good price.
Yeah. How's Dad getting on?
He's been sowing beans and salad stuff and trying to decide what to grow for the produce show.
Oh, good grief, Ruth. Is it that time already?
It is.
Did Mum come too?
No. According to your dad, she's staying clear of veg this year, unless it's for the table.
Oh, well, that's a relief. I don't think my blood pressure could survive another standoff between her and Linda Snell.
Me neither.
I still can't look a courgette in the eye without my toes curling at the memory.
Oh, David, don't. This afternoon, he and Jill are off to St. Stephen's.
Why?
That mate of Alan's, the abseiling expert. He's coming to have a look at the tower.
Oh, right.
Some of the fabric committee wanted to be there to hear what he has to say.
Alan's game for a challenge, isn't he?
Yeah. Usha called last night to get us to sponsor him. He can't wait to get stuck in, apparently.
Well, you've got to admire someone willing to chuck themselves off a church tower for charity.
Oh, I don't know. I think I'd have a go if it was open to the public. Wouldn't you?
Oh, no chance. I'll stick to marvelling at a safe distance with a pint and a hot pork roll, thank you very much.
Is that what the bull are doing then, for May Day?
Yeah. Yeah, Jolene was telling us last night. Hog roast, Morris Men, the works.
Oh, great. The kids will like that.
Yeah. Mum and Dad are going over to the over-60s do on Friday, I take it.
Oh, yeah. Jill's asked me to do a bit of ferrying to and fro, just in the village.
Right.
And Linda wondered if you'd be okay to help hang the bunting up in the village hall.
Oh, what?
It's okay, it's okay. I told her it wouldn't do your shoulder any good. She's got Neil and Robert Snell.
Oh, right. Oh, have you heard the latest on the bull?
That Trevor Hopkins is interested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whoever he might be.
Oh, you must know him. Well, you can't really miss him, you know. Voice like a foghorn and a laugh to go with it. You must have seen him on the occasional darts night.
I don't think so. But are you sure he's buying into the bull?
Why?
I don't know. They were talking about it in the shop and Jennifer went a bit quiet.
Really? Hey, listen, you'd better get your skates on.
Oh, hang on.
What's up?
Look.
What?
In the hedge. About 2 feet from the gatepost. The butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first orange tip I've seen in ages.
Yeah, me too. Well, with spring bursting out all over, things are definitely looking up.
Oh, sorry, I'm ruined. Hang on a sec. Oh, I'm a bit behind today. I stopped to give David a hand.
Oh, you'll get it all done. Hey, anyway, I've got some good news.
Oh, yeah? What about?
Mike Tucker rang earlier. Now, based on what his customers have told him, I've decided we should go ahead with our plans.
Oh, that's fantastic! When do we start?
Well, no time like the present. I've already phoned the dairy hygiene people. They're sending someone out here to have a look at the place.
All right, well, when?
Next Tuesday.
Well, that quick? Oh, brilliant.
He'll also be able to give us the lowdown on how we go on from here. And stay within the regs.
Cool, yeah.
And I thought I'd ask David and Ruth to come over one afternoon. So I can, you know, practice my presentation on them.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
So, it's all systems go, Ed.
Well, we really need to think about them Guernseys, then.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to go for.
Indeed,
like.
We do. How do you fancy a trip down to Bristol?
Well, do you know I heard?
I do.
Oliver?
Hello, darling.
Oh, you're right, Caroline.
Oh, hi, Ed. Oliver, could I have a quick word?
Sure, yeah, I'll be with you in a sec.
So, could you come in a bit early tomorrow, Ed?
Yeah, no problem.
I thought we'd set off about 9:30 once the rush hour's over.
That suits me.
Then we could have lunch at a pub somewhere. How's that sound?
Good, thanks.
Excellent.
Oh, as long as I'm back for tea, though.
Huh?
Emma's been pretty fed up this week. She's missing George like mad, and I promised her I'd take her to the pictures.
Oh, of course, yeah. I'm sure we'll be back in plenty of time.
Yeah, okay, then, you're on.
Splendid. See you later.
See ya.
Caroline? Everything all right?
Well, it's a bit difficult to say.
Carly hasn't boomeranged back, has she?
No, it's nothing to do with Carly.
Well, come on, spill the beans.
Well, I've just had a very strange phone call from Peggy.
Huh? Is Jack all right?
Yeah. No, the call's about the bull, as a matter of fact.
Huh?
It seems she's heard of someone who might be interested in investing.
Really? Who?
Well, that's just it. She wouldn't say.
How odd.
Jack and Peggy have got plenty of wealthy friends, but as far as I know, they're all retired. They're busy offloading investments.
Very mysterious.
Well, I won't have long to find out. She's ringing Sid and Jolene to check with them, too. But she's asking if we can come to a meeting at the Bull tomorrow morning.
This is very strange.
I know. I feel a bit nervous.
Do you?
I lay awake half the night listing people in my head.
Who's in downstairs?
Oh, just a couple of silver surfers. Fallon's downstairs with them.
Ah, right.
You confirm them Morris men for Mayday?
Well, I'll do that after this meeting. Remind me, would you?
Yeah, we really need to go for it this year.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. If Trevor Hopkins buys Caroline out, we probably won't be doing it again.
Oh, I didn't mean that. Now, I thought if whoever turns up this morning is really interested, it would be a great opportunity to market ourselves to them.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Caroline. Come in.
How are you both?
Oh, all right, thanks. You?
Oh, mystified, frankly.
And what about Hopkins? Has he been back in touch?
Not since he said he'd speak to his accountant.
Right.
Oliver okay?
Yes, fine, thanks.
Oh, that don't sound like Fallon.
Here we go.
Hello.
Alan.
Hi.
And Usha.
Well, Fallon sent us up. I hope that's okay.
Yes, of course. Come in. I've been expecting you.
I bet you have.
Please, sit down, both of you.
No, it's okay. It won't take long.
Oh, won't it?
Can I ask which one of you it is?
Well, it's me. Usha's not daft enough to do something like that.
Huh?
Well, if I could just ask you to pledge your pensions away and sign on the dotted line, we'll get off and harass some more potential sponsors.
Oh, I see. You're looking for sponsorship for the app sale.
What did you think we were after?
Oh, nothing. No, it's fine. Where am I signing?
Just there, if you could. Thanks a lot. As I said, everyone's expecting us to fetch up on their doorsteps asking for money. Again.
Here you go, Sid.
Yes, of course, no problem. Now, this is for both of us, huh?
Ooh, that's very generous, thank you.
Yeah, we'll love you and leave you. Places to go, people to pester.
Bye. Yeah, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Good luck.
Dear.
Oh, that was rather surreal.
When you say it was him, I suddenly had this picture, you know, of a bar full of vicars with dark colours and pint pots.
What, like Father Ted?
Well, yeah.
At least he enjoys a pint.
Yeah, he's very down to earth.
Well, that's what I'll be hoping when he does this absailing.
I know, he's very brave.
Morning, everyone. Pleased to find you're all in a good mood.
Hello, Lillian.
Morning, Lillian. Can we help you?
I sincerely hope it'll be the other way around. Mum did phone you as promised yesterday.
Yes, she did.
Well, excellent. Shall we start with the grand tour?
Oh, sorry to keep you waiting, Oliver.
Oh, don't worry. Shouldn't take as long to get to Bristol at this time of the day. Everything okay?
Yeah, fine. There's another couple bagging up nicely. Oh, you got visitors.
Oh, well, I'll make sure we keep on schedule. Oh, did you see the new bull calf?
Yeah, he's suckling well. Ah, there's no problems. But I'm going to go get these overalls off and then we can go, yeah?
Righto.
Oh, I'm back in a sec.
Hello.
Oh, you all right, Alan?
Hi.
Hello. Well, what can I do for you?
Oh, hear that, Usha. Music to my ears.
We're collecting sponsorship for Alan's ab sale.
Of course.
Well, strictly speaking, Caroline's already given. No, but...
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, if you just put your name and amount there, then.
Uh-huh. Have you raised much so far?
Only just started collecting sponsors.
Oh, of course. Easter's a busy time for you chaps, isn't it?
But Susan's got a form in the shop.
Has she? Good. So, all organised for the big day?
More or less.
The bishop's coming to perform the ceremonial cutting of the ivy.
Good, good.
And the abseiling expert came yesterday. He's an old mate of mine.
And what was his verdict?
He said the pinnacles are sound enough.
But he's going to use the base of the flagpole as the anchor point.
Oh, very exciting, isn't it?
Yes. Anyway, the insurers are happy, so it should raise a decent amount towards the appeal.
But there you go, Alan.
Oh, thank you. It's very good of you, Oliver.
And good luck. You've got guts, I'll give you that. Well, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, Usha, who's next on the list?
Grange Spinney. Or maybe go there this evening.
Oh, do you know something?
What's that?
It's suddenly dawning on me. I'm actually going to have to do this ab sale, aren't I?
Have you seen everything you wanted to?
I have. Cellar to ceiling. So I know exactly what I'd be getting into. Look, I'm very serious about investing in property locally. I've been looking around for opportunities for a while, but it wasn't until I was chatting to Mum yesterday that it suddenly became obvious. Instead of buying to let, the ball's exactly what I'm looking for.
Why is that?
Well, call me no romantic, but there's a part of me that still feels I belong here. Because I grew up here, my roots are here, you could say.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And, does Matt think the same thing?
It's nothing at all to do with Matt, darling.
Oh!
Heavens no, he has his portfolio and I shall have mine. As much as I love him, he has some very dubious chums. Once he told me that Trevor Hopkins was looking the old place over, that did it. I couldn't bear that dreadful man to get his sticky mitts on the place. Well, could you?
Absolutely not, no.
And, what would your involvement be, had you thought?
In the ball? Mm. Well, hands off, I'd simply take over from Caroline.
Well, that's all very interesting.
Look, you've got my offer, Caroline, and I've explained my intentions to you all. I've got a hair appointment, so I'll leave you to have a chat about what I've said.
Right. Well, thanks very much, Lillian.
And we'll get in touch as soon as possible.
I look forward to hearing from you then. Bye for now.
Yeah, bye. Well, how does it turn up?
I better get off to Grey Gables, too. What's your thinking on Lillian, just to give me an idea?
Well, she'd be a different proposition to Trevor Hopkins, all right.
You know, I never wanted to saddle you with someone you couldn't work with.
Oh, yeah, we know.
I'm just relieved things are moving in the right direction.
Well, we'll see. If it's okay with you, Caroline, we'll talk it over and then give you a call later.
And if we like what we see of these Guernseys this morning, I think we should go ahead and order their first batch.
Huh? Yeah, cool.
Oh, we'll take delivery, what, a month or so before they calve? Meaning they'll calve mid-July onwards?
What, so we're going to set up the dairy unit at first? Right?
Yeah, we'll sell to a co-op initially. Then move into processing and bottling once we're up and running.
Yeah, that'd be easier. Oliver?
Yeah?
Look, I wouldn't ask, but... you must know some solicitors.
Yeah, why don't you? Why?
Well, do you know any that do legal aid cases?
No, not offhand. You're not in trouble, are you, mate?
No, it's Emma. She wants to know where she stands if she refuses will access to George.
Oh, I see. Well, I've known friends take the legal route, but, well, from what I've seen, it's difficult and unpleasant. I'd be inclined to advise her against it, Ed, if I were you.
You don't know what it's been like for her, though. Hey, last night, Auntie Rosie rang up, and halfway through the phone call, George started crying. Well, he'd been stung, and I killed Emma. You know, the fact she couldn't cuddle him better. She was crying for ages after that.
Oh, poor Emma. Well, at least get some proper advice before she embarks on that route, eh?
Oh, it's still got too much gas in it. Look at that.
Ah. Let me
There were one or two complaints last night. Anyway, like I said, it's all right her saying Matt Crawford wouldn't get involved, but you know what he's like? He's a bit of a control freak.
I know what you mean, but I think he's met his match in Lillian. And if she didn't want him involved, she'd make sure he kept his nose out.
Yeah, he could be right.
Yeah. At the end of the day, who would you rather have? Hopkins, who definitely would trample everything underfoot, or Matt Crawford, who might interfere, but, well, only as far as Lillian neglected.
Well, if you put it like that, there's no contest.
Yeah, and we know Lillian would want things to stay as they are.
Yeah, with her nostalgia for the old days.
Yeah, so we'll be free to carry on as usual. Running the sort of pub that the village needs and the locals want.
Ooh, you don't think it's a bit too good to be true?
Well, there's nothing I can think of to object to. Not in our position. Let's phone Carolina. Tell her what we think.
Yeah. There's no point keeping her waiting.
And then I'll phone round for cover and book us a table somewhere nice, eh?
Yeah. We deserve a bit of a celebration.
Salt and pepper, eh?
Yeah, cheers.
Well, tuck in, tuck in.
Oh, I will. I'm starving.
So, what do you think about the Guernseys, then?
Oh, I like the sound of them. Mm-hmm. Docile, easy carving, easy breed to work with.
I was impressed with what he said about grazing. Developed specially for pasture-based milk production, he said.
That's exactly what we're looking for, isn't it?
It is.
Perfect.
So we'll automatically be a high-quality product, as we're promising to Mike's customers, high in vitamins and protein.
Well, what about ordering from him?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. If he supplies us with 8 or 9 in-calf heifers, I can ask him to ring around the society to get the other 3 or 4 for us.
Hmm? We just need to make sure he knows the breeders.
Yes, and that the herds are free of disease.
Yeah, we'll be in business.
Usha! Usha, come back. Can we have a break for a minute?
Oh, another?
Where'd you get your energy?
Good old-fashioned fresh Indian food.
Oh, I thought I was fitter than this.
Well, at least it stopped you worrying about the ab sale.
Only because all I can think about is how much my legs hurt.
Well, there you are, then. Oh, come on, you've got at least another 15 minutes running to do.
Oh, all right. Oh, give me a minute. There's Nathan Booth. I'm not calling him for sponsorship yet.
Any excuse. Usha Gupta.
Usha, yeah, it's Ed Grundy.
Hello, Ed. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to make an appointment to come and see you.
Oh, well, I'm out and about at the moment. I haven't got my diary with me. What's it about?
Well, Emma wants some advice about access. She's looking for a legal aid solicitor to act for her.
She'll have her work cut out there, I'm afraid.
Well, I thought I'd speak to you and see what it had all involved like.
I see. Well, I'll save your money and time, Ed. My best advice is don't. Tell Emma that I strongly recommend she go for mediation.
No, you see, we've tried sorting things out between us all, but it's not working.
No, I really do recommend mediation as the best way to go.
Right. I'll tell her what you said. Thanks for your time, anyway.
Do you need a hand out to the car?
No, thanks, I can manage. It's not heavy. It is only a sponge cake, not fruit.
Well, I hope the over-60s enjoy it.
I'm sure they will. Although it does look too good to eat.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
And thank you, Caroline. It was very generous of you.
Oh, the thanks are Ian's.
Oh, I've thanked him, of course. But he made it in Grey Gables time, with your ingredients.
Don't mention it. What time does the party start?
2:00. Robert's going to be ferrying Marjorie and her friends from the Laurels. Mm-hmm. And Ruth said she'd do the same for anyone who needed transport from the village.
Oh, that's very good of her.
And Phil and I'll walk Mr. Pullen and the others over from Manorfield Close.
Mr. Pullen's going?
Oh, yes. 90 last year and still giving the home help a run for her money. No, he'll be fine. As long as we seat him in sprinting distance of the loos.
Well, it all sounds very well organised.
Oh, Linda always tries to run things like a military operation. Well, you know that better than I.
Oh, yeah, I know Linda.
She's there now with her clipboard.
Yes, I can imagine.
And she's bought her digital video camera. Mm-hmm. Apparently she's going to film everything and stream clips on the website.
Well, I hope it goes well.
Yes. Right, I'd better get back to the village hall or she'll think I'm shirking.
Hi.
Shula, hi.
Oh, hello, Mum.
Hello, love.
I didn't expect to find you here.
I'm just going. Are you all right?
Yes, of course.
You look very peaky.
Oh, just too many late nights this week, that's all.
Are you sure? There's a nasty virus going around. Perhaps you've picked something up.
Look, Mum, don't worry, please.
I'm going over to Lower Loxley later with Elizabeth's birthday present. Are you all coming for champagne and cake?
Yes, probably. Daniel and I will, at any rate.
All right, dear. See you later. Bye, Caroline.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Shula, I am sorry. I should have been over to see you. What with everything happening at the Bull.
Oh, I wish I hadn't snapped at Mum like that.
Shula.
Oh, sorry. You were saying something about the Bull. Have you had some news?
Yes. It's very good news. Lillian's made me an excellent offer for my share.
Oh, Lillian. Oh, yeah, that is good news. Auntie Peggy must be pleased.
Oh, she is. And I couldn't wait to ring Trevor Hopkins and tell him. I do hope you can hear a gloat over the phone.
Well, I'm very happy for you. Really, I am.
Oh, never mind all that. Look, come into my office. I'll order in some lunch and make sure we're not disturbed.
Oh, these flipping drawing pins are rubbish.
Clary, after you've pinned these tablecloths, would you mind giving Susan and Peggy a hand setting the tables?
Well, are we going to give the glasses a rinse, Linda? It's a while since they was used. I think they're a bit dusty.
There's a water heater for the tea's been turned on. It takes an eternity.
Yeah, I did it myself.
Right, tick that off. Thank you.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, the cake. Can we have a peek?
Mm.
Isn't it splendid?
Oh, my word. Ian has done us proud.
I'll put it in the kitchen. Oh, just a minute, if you would, Jill. Hold my clipboard, Clary.
Oh,
I must have a record of this. Move a little closer to the window, can you? Or the colour will look wrong.
How's this? Yes.
Thank you. Lovely. Christine, just a minute, please. If you're looking for a task, all you have to do is ask me.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, she does deliver on what she promises.
Except the Jacob's join idea.
I know. Well, we've done it all anyway, haven't we? What with me making Joe's rabbit pie and you making them casseroles.
And Susan made all those little sausage rolls and pasties for Ivy to bring.
Yeah, but Ivy didn't ask her to, you know.
Didn't she?
No. No, Ivy made a stew. But Susan didn't want her mother showing her up. So she hid the stew pan and turned up with the sausage rolls instead.
Oh, dear.
She always says her mum's cooking was so bad they was the only kids at school who looked forward to school dinners.
Really?
Hello, Mum.
Oh, Edward.
Hello.
Oh, you're right, Mrs. Archer.
Did you find the apron I meant?
Yeah, where shall I put it? In the kitchen?
Oh, yeah, and take this cake off Mrs. Archer, too.
Right, please.
Thanks. Just put it on the worktop, thanks.
Right, yep.
Has Pat given you the day off?
Yeah. Well, it's a special occasion.
How are they? I haven't seen Pat this week.
Oh, yeah. Thriving, actually. They've sorted a packer out for the carrots, so that's going ahead. And Brenda's determined to get a pitch for the gourmet grills at the Borsetshire show.
Oh.
She's got an appointment with Lord Hayward Jones himself, would you believe?
Well done, Brenda. Good for
her. Come on, ladies. Oh. No time for chatting, I'm afraid. Now, Jill, come with me, please.
I'll just take off my coat.
No need. It's Mrs. Darling's birthday, too, so I got her a bouquet. Could you bring it in from my car, please, and check the arrangement?
Yes, all right.
Thank you. Now, come on, Clary. What? Table setting, please. Chop, chop.
Chop, chop.
Oh, no. Now, listen, love, can you do me one more favour? Pick up your granddad about two-ish.
Yeah, I should be all right. No, I'll see you in a bit, yeah?
Right, yeah. Oh, how's Emma?
How do you think?
It was awful, Caroline. The stupid thing was that it came out of nowhere.
How do you mean?
Well, he just banged in through the door and completely lost his temper. All because he'd seen the new car in the yard.
So he was angry because you bought a new car?
Furious.
What exactly was he objecting to?
Oh, I don't honestly know. I mean, he said he didn't know anything about it. But I had spoken to him about it. I'd even told him when I was picking the thing up.
Oh, that doesn't sound like Alistair.
Well, that's what I mean. And the other thing he accused me of was spending such a lot of money on it. But it's for the business. Partly, at least. Oh, what's the point in my buying a little hatchback when I need to tow horse boxes?
Oh, yes, of course.
Poor Daniel caught the full force of it. Alistair just cut him dead.
Now, that doesn't sound like Alistair either.
Oh, we were all beginning to get on a bit better at the start of the week. He even came to the dawn service on Lakey Hill. I just don't know him anymore, Caroline.
Do you think the car was an excuse and he was angry about something else?
Oh, yes, there must be something going on, but I can't cope with these mood swings. And Daniel certainly shouldn't have to. Mark would never have behaved like this.
Mark?
I'm not saying he was a paragon of virtue.
Right.
I know we had our ups and downs, but we were very happy.
Shula?
What?
Well, of course Mark was a good man, and you were happy most of the time.
Yes, we were.
But this is me you're talking to. Have you forgotten the differences you used to have?
No, but...
You even broke off the engagement at one point.
Yes, I haven't forgotten.
Things were often less than perfect. You said you couldn't communicate with him.
I know. And that's exactly why I'm blaming myself for what's happening between Alistair and me.
You blame yourself?
Yes, I do. I've been going over and over in my head everything that's happened over the past months and trying to remember a moment, an incident, where it could have all started to go wrong. And it is my fault. Because if I'd taken the time to notice what was happening when it first began, I could have repaired things before they went so badly wrong.
I think you're being too hard on yourself.
Now we can't even speak civilly, let alone put things right.
Well, it's not too late.
It is, Caroline. Well, that's exactly how it feels. There's nothing left between us, and... Oh, Daniel will be left without a dad again. My fault this time.
You mustn't think like that. You two have come through worse times than this.
But he loved me then.
Well, he still does.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Oh, shoot.
He doesn't love me anymore. He stopped a while ago. And I was too self-absorbed to notice.
My goodness, doesn't the hall look festive?
We've done a good job, Linda.
Yes, indeed. And now we're just waiting for Robert to arrive with the last of the ladies from the Laurels.
I overheard somebody calling that nice minicab driver from the elections earlier.
Oh, dear. Well, to be quite honest, I think he'd be happier as a minicab driver at the moment.
Is he having a hard time at work?
Yes, he has a new boss whose role model seems to be Sir Alan Sugar.
Oh, dear.
Now... Where's Susan?
Oh, she had to go back and reopen the shop. She couldn't get Amy to cover for her.
Oh, I thought she looked a bit flustered.
Oh?
Just now.
Oh, no, no. Now, that's because her head would let it slip that her Christopher's still going out with Carly.
And she was hoping she'd see in the back of her, she told me.
I see. Well, it's a pity she's gone back to the shop because I have a little treat for us all.
Ooh.
Champagne. Now, get yourselves a glass, ladies.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, careful.
There they are.
Not too much for me.
There. Oh. Now then, let's raise our glasses to Her Majesty and wish her many happy returns.
The Queen.
Many happy returns.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, the natives are getting restless in there. Hello, everyone.
Hello again, Ed.
I've dropped Grandad off, so I'll be getting by the Grange farm then.
Tarlavy.
How's Emma, Edward?
Well, if... You really want to know? She's feeling terrible. She hasn't had a proper night's sleep all week. She can't wait till Sunday to get George back.
Poor Emma. I do understand.
Well, it's never happening again anyway. No, I've got to go.
Edward, stop a minute, please.
What? Look, I'm going to be late.
What did you mean, it's never happening again?
Exactly what I said. I'm never going to let Emma suffer like she has this week ever again.
I know it'll have been hard for her, but...
Hard? Mum, you don't know the half of it. When Rosie couldn't phone one night, she lay awake for hours worrying and wondering what had happened.
But why didn't she ring William?
She tried. He wouldn't answer his phone.
Why not?
He told her he wouldn't before he went, you know that. Oh. Said it was too expensive. Yeah. But really, he just wanted to make it as hard as he could.
No, surely not.
Oh, come on, Mum. He wants to be awkward. In the end, she texted him, but it took him hours before he replied.
Perhaps it's the time difference.
What?
What I meant for the text to arrive.
The texting is instant. Oh. That's the point of it. Look, I'm telling you, he's done it on purpose. He enjoys making her suffer.
No, that's not right, Edward. William is not cruel.
Whether he is or he isn't, he's never going to get the chance again. Because as soon as Emma's found one, we're going to a solicitor to sort this access out.
Oh, no. Oh, Edward, no.
We should have done it ages ago. I knew trying to sort it out amongst ourselves wouldn't work.
Look, why don't you and Emma give things a chance to settle down once Baby George comes back? You probably think about it differently once things is back to normal.
You're not listening, Mum. Emma's never going to forget how she felt this week.
Yeah, but going to a solicitor's not the answer.
Yes, it is. And I blame you and Susan for stopping us doing it months ago.
We was trying to do the best for all of you.
Yeah, so why does it feel like we got the short straw?
Oh, look, let me come up the caravan and we can talk about it with Emma.
No, I'm not having you upset her.
Edward.
But how come it's okay for Will to get a solicitor, but as soon as we want to do the same, we're in the wrong?
Well, just think about what you're doing.
No, we've had most of the week to think about it. That's what we decided. Whatever you or anyone else thinks about it.
The Archers is written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.